This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. Senate is set to open Donald Trump's historic second impeachment trial starting a few hours from right now. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this.
Trump's Senate impeachment trial will open with a question over whether it should even happen. The Senate will spend 4 hours debating whether it's constitutional to try a president who has left office, with Texas Republican John Cornyn reminding everybody it's now ex-President Trump.
A private citizen.
Trump's lawyers say it's unconstitutional, but Cornell expert Michael Dorff says there is precedent.
The Belknap case.
Former Secretary of War William Belknap, who resigned in 1876, hours before he was to be impeached, the Senate still tried him. And top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says Trump shouldn't get a pass either.
You cannot sweep it under the rug.
Belknap was acquitted, and Trump likely will be as well, since it would take two-thirds of a 50-50 Senate to convict. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Demonstrators against Myanmar's military takeover took to the streets again today in defiance of new rules that make their protests illegal. Crowds gathered and marched in the country's biggest city of Yangon despite a heightened security presence. As they did so, police were arresting protesters and using water cannons to try to disperse the crowd in Mandalay. In a statement issued during a media briefing, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price stated the United States stands with the people of Myanmar and supports their right to assemble peacefully. Tensions are running high in Haiti today, a day after police clash with anti-government protesters demanding that embattled President Jovenel Moise resign. This is VOA News. Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen said on Tuesday that her administration will keep close and frequent contacts with the U.S. as she expressed her concerns about Chinese military aircraft in the Indo-Pacific region. She said, "We have also noticed that during this period, the U.S. has expressed its clear attitude with the presence of U.S. military aircraft and vessels that navigate in the region in the name of freedom of navigation when the Indo-Pacific region's security and status quo is being challenged. I have thus asked the national security team to keep on maintaining close and frequent contacts with the U.S.'s new administration." Tsai made the statement in a Lunar New Year speech at the presidential office in Taipei. Evidence is mounting that having COVID-19 may not protect a person against getting infected again with some of the new variants emerging around the world. New research also suggests that people can get a second infection with earlier versions of the coronavirus if they mounted a weak defense the first time. How long immunity lasts from natural infection is a big question. Scientists still think reinfections are fairly rare and usually less serious than the initial ones, but recent cases in Brazil and South Africa have caused concern. A World Health Organization expert said Tuesday the coronavirus is unlikely to have leaked from a Chinese lab and most probably jumped to humans via an intermediary species. WHO food safety and animal diseases expert Peter Ben-Mbarek made the assessment in a summation of a WHO team's investigation into the possible origins of the coronavirus in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, where the first cases were discovered in December of 2019. The Wuhan Institute of Virology has collected extensive virus samples, leading to unproven allegations that it may have caused the original outbreak by leaking the virus into the surrounding community. In our obituary section today, U.S. rhythm and blues singer Mary Wilson, who rose to fame as a member of the legendary female singing trio of the Supremes in the 1960s, has passed away at the age of 76. Her friend, publicist Jay Schwartz, said Wilson died suddenly Monday at her home in Las Vegas, Nevada. The Supremes would go on to sing 12 number one hits. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.